I love Disneyland. When I walk into Disneyland, it's like this electric energy surges up through my body, and like the only thing that I can do to like channel it out and away from me safely is to just like contract every muscle that I have in my body. And like I live in genuine terror that I'm gonna like walk into Disneyland one day and have like a happiness aneurysm, and they're gonna have to do that thing where they keep me alive long enough to remove me from the park property before I die, because you know no one like technically dies in Disneyland. So anyways, this love for Disneyland is not just my own, it's my whole family. I'm an only child, but my mom, my dad, and my mom's two sisters, Teresa and Karen, were all like avid devotees. Karen and I were very close growing up. She was like a second mom to me. And she also had this really horrific autoimmune disease called scleroderma, which is this just really dreadful, disabling disease. But we still had our great times at Disneyland together. So when I was in seventh grade and she finally died from her disease, my family and I knew that we had to make a pilgrimage back to Disneyland to put her ashes there. So I don't know why we thought this was like okay, but apparently it's like an actual thing. Like Disneyland has like a cleanup crew that specializes in cleaning up human remains. So like the summer after she died, we like show up on Disneyland's doorstep. You know, we're all nervous. We're very like straight edge, like white bread people. So we immediately book it over to Karen's favorite big thrill attraction, Splash Mountain. And we're trying to, you know, get there as fast as we can, but it's like a very popular ride. So we're there, we're loaded onto this flume log. Now these are six seaters. So there's the four of us and then these two poor ladies who got seated in front of us. And the thing about Splash Mountain is, as its name would indicate, it is like basically all water. We have two good shots right at the beginning of the ride to kind of like curl her up onto like some solid ground. My mom gets a little overeager and ends up like accidentally underhanding right into the faces of some people who are waiting in line and looking down on us. And they're waving their hands in front of their faces and like coughing because like my dead aunt is inside of them. And so we're like, okay, 0-1. But finally, we round the corner and we see it. Yo, dude, that's Brer Fox's house. Like, that's the place. We each, like, you know, grab a handful out of this Ziploc and, like, get a nice big arc. We all made our targets perfectly, like, and it was a moment of utter joy and, like, a little bit of guilt as, like, the ladies with the white powder, we, like, covered them, basically. But fortunately, like, the splashdown was enough to remove any trace. And now I know that when I grow up and I have my own kids one day, I'll take them on a pilgrimage to Disneyland and I'll tell them, you know, the remains of your dead aunt are on top of that mountain and she's watching over you.